The United Nations says the methamphetamine market in the Asia Pacific is now the biggest in the world, with the region undergoing a profound transformation linked to a huge jump in the manufacture of synthetic drugs. Organised drug syndicates that were operating in China have shifted their production facilities to northern Myanmar after a crackdown by Beijing. From there, the drugs are transported through Thailand, Laos, Malaysia, and then shipped to markets throughout the world, including Australia. The retail meth market in Australia and New Zealand is now estimated to be worth more than $15 billion. Southeast Asia correspondent Catherine Diss reports.
The deadly scourge of methamphetamine use in Australia has been the target of drug campaigning by the government for years.
You stop sleeping, stop caring.
The drug, which has led to increases in violence and deaths, was a few years ago largely being manufactured on home soil. But Jeremy Douglas from the United Nations Office on Drugs and Crime says a crackdown by authorities targeting clandestine drug laboratories and an influx of cheap methamphetamine from Southeast Asia has upended the market.
Where you see the surge out of Myanmar, you start seeing less and less production within a place like Australia as well. And then you start seeing this huge volume of methamphetamine coming into the country in larger shipments. So what that tells us is that the producers here in Asia have formed very strong relationships with organized crime in Australia.
The organization has been conducting a comprehensive investigation into transnational organized crime over the past 18 months. With Australian and US government funding, the team uncovered a global shift in methamphetamine production markets from China to Southeast Asia, which Jeremy Douglas estimates is now worth up to $85 billion, a fourfold increase since 2013.
You know, what we saw was a migration of production from certain parts of southern China into certain parts of northern Myanmar to avoid law enforcement capacity and law enforcement efforts there. So it really uprooted, moved these big drug labs or closed them down. They were closed down on them in China and then pushed production into Myanmar, where now we see super labs or industrial scale facilities running.
The most valuable markets, Australia, Japan, New Zealand and South Korea, make up a third of the trade. Just last month, Australian Federal Police intercepted the country's largest ever shipment of ice, hidden inside stereo speakers sent from Bangkok to Melbourne. Steve Allsop from the Drug and Alcohol Institute in Australia says the country's close proximity to Southeast Asia and its vast coastline makes it easy for traffickers to breach.
It still is manufactured within Australia, but what's happened is the importation from other countries has become a much larger proportion of the methamphetamine and ice in particular that's available in the country.
According to the UN report, more than 12 million users across Southeast Asia, Australia and New Zealand consumed more than 320 tonnes of pure methamphetamine last year, the bulk of it from industrial-scale factories in northern Myanmar. This is Catherine Deese reporting for AM.